Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this, the UK's hardest working, most industrious daily political podcast channel. Thanks so much for being part of this, and a big shout out to those who have become patrons in the last few days. Thank you very much. Do appreciate that. And, you know, we are in an information war, and we've got to get stuff out there to counter the massive propaganda coming from the other side. But you know something? Their story's beginning to fall apart. And it is with interest I read that the World Health Organization European Advisory Group of Experts, former Vice President, Professor Christian Perrone, said yesterday that all vaccinated people must now quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. What? Hang on a second. But the vaccine keeps us safe. Well, Professor Perrone doesn't agree. He specializes in tropical pathologies and infectious diseases. He was chairman of the Specialized Committee on Communicable Diseases of the High Council of Public Health. And he's got some worrying news because he's confirming that the rapidly deteriorating situation in Israel and the UK means that, quote, vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from the society. But hang on a second. I thought it was the on-jab, you know, the dirty, filthy, unvaccinated, yellow star-wearing people that needed to be isolated and put into gulags. No. He goes on to say, unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now. I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. They're having big problems. Severe cases in the hospitals are amongst vaccinated people. And in the UK also, you have the larger vaccination program. And also there are problems emerging. Well, he's right. But I thought Boris Johnson told us that the whole purpose of taking the vaccines was to keep us out of hospital. And now this professor is saying that in Israel, the big problems are amongst the vaccinated in hospital. Israeli doctor, Kobi Haviv told Channel 13 News, quote, get this one, folks, 95% of seriously ill patients are vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalizations. We are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of vaccines is declining or disappearing. And then here's the kicker. Here's the thing that should worry us all. Any booster jabs will make this 10 times worse. But hang on a second, because we know that boosters are essential to the campaign pretty much across the world to save us from the deadly virus that the first two vaccines couldn't save us from. But the booster is going to do it. And yet, Israel, which is very much the canary in the coal mine, Israel, the poster boy for hard lockdowns, for COVID passes, for jabbing their people till they're blue in the face, Israel has now got their hospital wards full of the jabbed, not the unjabbed, and severe cases at that. So that all that suggests is fundamentally to me that the vaccines don't work. But it's worse than that. Because is there something in the vaccines that trigger responses to wild viruses, which then make people very unwell? I don't know. But it's very hard to find another explanation that makes sense. Israel's jabbed its people once, twice, three times. I think they're going for a fourth jab over there. And all the time, the situation deteriorates. So has this professor got a point? Should we be actually looking at quarantining the jabbed? Should it be a question of, and if you can prove via your COVID pass that you've got two jabs, then maybe you shouldn't be allowed in anywhere. Maybe you should be stopped from travel. Maybe you should be not allowed to go to the cinema or to big sporting events or any situations where there's crowds of people. Because could it be that it's actually you're the danger and that the demonized unjabbed, the people who have been treated so appallingly by the governments and by the scientists and by the media, they're the people that should be allowed to go out and enjoy their lives because they haven't taken the gene jab. I wonder what you think about this information. I mean, it It's counterintuitive, but if there's one thing that's become apparent in the past 18 months, if not beyond that period, is everything that you're being told has most likely been a lie. They just lie to your face. So when they told you that, one, remember back in January, the first jab, 97% effective. And then within a couple of months, you're going to need a second jab. And then a few months after that, we might have to look at a booster. And then a few months after that, you're going to have a COVID pass, and you have to get your booster as well if you're going to count as fully vaccinated. So we know that throughout the whole of 2021, they've been lying through their teeth to us. So when they say at the moment they're trying to paint the unvaccinated, the unjabbed, as the unclean, but actually, may it be exactly the other way around. And it's the people who have sadly and foolishly taken the vaccine that constitute a problem to society. I'll leave you to reflect on that. Thank you so much for listening.